The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yuma Daf Pei. The Gemara in Chulon Daf Kuv Gilmam and Beis brings a machlokes between Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish. Kizayis Sha'amru. Whenever it says in the Torah a shiur of Kizayis, whether it's negeah to mitzvahs or whether it's negeah to isurim, Rav Yechon says that the kezayis of achila is a kezayis in his mouth. Bein achanichim, the stuff which gets stuck on the way down is mitzarev to the kezayis. What gets stuck on the teeth of bein ashinayim is not mitzarev to the kezayis. But what gets stuck on the way down is mitzarev to the kezayis. Reish Lakish argues, and Reish Lakish says, that one has to have a kezayis in their stomach, hanoas meyov be'inov. The Gemara goes on to say another nafgemina between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. If a person eats a chatzi zayis of nevela, throws it up, and eats down the same chatzi zayis of nevela within the shear of Deachilas Pras. Basically, what happens is a kezayis of food has passed down his goren. However, the kezayis of food has not entered his me'ayim. A kezayis passed through his throat because he ate this chatzi zayis twice. He only has one chatzi zayis in his stomach. Rabbi Yechon holds that he's chayef because hanoas goroin. Reish Lakish holds that he's potter. You say this dikam achlekes. When the Torah says a kezayis, is the Torah referred to a kezayis in the throat or a kezayis in the stomach? Zokt the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, the Mitzvah of Yom Kippur, that the whole machlekes like kol shari surin shebe Torah. When it comes to the Isra of Yom Kippur, everybody agrees that you must have Hanoas Me'ayim. The Gemara says, in Yuman Daf Pei, our Daf, that the shear of Kleiseves, Yom Kippur has a different shear than only Surah Shabbatayah. Only Surah Shabbatayah, the shear is a Kezayis. On Yom Kippur, the shear is a Kleiseves. The Chazal, the Gemara tells us that Kim Lula Chachavim, the Chazal understood that with a kesevis is miyas fadaite, that if he eats the size of a kesevis, then his mind is put at ease. Botzer mehochi less than a kezayis loy miyas fadaite. The Torah by Yom Kippur does not say loy soichal, do not eat. The Torah says the inisem, one should afflict themselves. The opposite of affliction is yishav hadas, that one is unafflicted, and one feels yishav hadas when one eats a kaseves, that is the shear of Chazal. Zokta Minchas Chinuch. Yishav Hadas is something which happens in the stomach, that the person feels full, and the food can be absorbed. Yishav Hadas does not happen in the throat. Achila could be happens in the throat. However, Yishav Hadas needs the digestion of the food, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch says that Yom Kippur is different than all Yisurin Shabbataya, that Yom Kippur, everybody agrees, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish agree, that you need Hanoas Me'ayim. The Minchas Chinuch goes on to say, that's why the Gemara says Kezayis Sha'amru, the Rambam says Kezayis, because Kezayisim, wherever the shear, the Torah is a Kezayis, that has to be in one's throat. Hanoas going. However, what's the Gaiety in Kippur? One needs Hanoas Me'ayim. Therefore, if part of the Kesevis gets stuck on the way down, that's not Mistarif to the Shear. If one eats a Chatzi Kesevis, throws it up and re-eats it, then even Rabbi Yechonah would agree that he is not Chayev on Yom Kippur. One must have a Kesevis in their Me'ayim. The Michas Chinuch goes on to say that one can clear, once we've established that Yom Kippur needs Hanoas Me'ayim, that the food, the kesevis, must get down to one's stomach in order to be mechayivim, one can further clear whether it's dependent only on Hanoas Me'ayim, or does one need Hanoas Goren also. What happens to the person that has a feeding tube, and the food goes straight into the stomach, without going down the throats, or it passes through the throats in the tube, which the chayr is karchay b'siv, according to the pashtus, a food in a feeding tube, does not provide a person with hanoas goren and kipshutai, that would not be an achila, what's negeya to Yom Kippur. There is a shagas aria, but we'll leave that up to Vaila. But kipshutai, a feeding tube, would be hanoas me'ayim without hanoas goren. So the Mechas Chinuch declares, are you chayiv hanoas me'ayim without hanoas goren? And the Mechas Chinuch says that one is not chayiv on Hanoras Me'ayim without Hanoras Garim, and he brings a raya that since the shear of Yom Kippur of the Kiseves must be eaten in a Kedei Achilas Pras. Kedei Achilas Pras is a borrowed shear from Kol HaTorah Kula, from all the Surah Sheva Torah. If one eats the two Chatzoyes, they say Nevela in Kedei Achilas Pras, it's considered to be one Achila. If one eats it in more than Kedei Achilas Pras, then it's not considered to be a Maisa Achila. The Kedei Achilas Pras is shear in a Maisa Achila. If we use a Maisa Achila shear, what's Negeti and Kippur, it must be that one not only needs the food in their stomach, one also needs a Maisa Achila. Therefore, since we find the Shirk Dei Achilas Pras, it must be that Halacha is that one needs Hanas Gorin and Hanas Me'ayim. On Hanas Gorin alone, one is not Chayiv, because it's not Megish Radas. On Hanas Me'ayim, since we see that there's a Shirk Dei Achilas Pras, Vaistois Chazal understood that there needs a Maisa Achila also, and therefore, in order to be Chayiv, one would need both a Maisa Achila and Hanas Me'ayim, and therefore, it would be mutter for a Chayla to, or it would be mutter to eat through a feeding tube on Yom Kippur. The Sefer Emek Bracha disagrees with the Raya from Kedei Achilas Pras. And he says that it's true that Ba'alma, all over, the Shirk Dei Achilas Pras, the Shir the Maisa Achila, but it's Mavur right here in our Gemara, that the Kedei Achilas Pras of our Gemara is not a Shir in Achila, but rather it's a Shir in Yishuv Hadas. Because the Gemara asked the Kasha, Maskin for Rava, Kezayis Dei Achilas Pras, but Kesevis Dei Achilas Pras, how could we say that a Kezayis and a Kesevis have the exact same shear? L'chaira, since the kesevis is larger than the kezayis, one should have more time to eat the kesevis. The Gemara answers, Omlei Abaya, Kim Lula Rabbanon, the Bahochi Miyas Vadaite, the Tfei Mehochi Loi Miyas Vadaite. The Chazal, when Meshach Chazal understood that what gives Yishuv Hadas is kesevis Chtei Achilas Pras. Zokta Emek Brochi, you see from the Gemara that the Kedei Achilas Pras of our Gemara is gezocht in Yishuv Hadas. So even though B'chol Torah Kula, Kedei Achilas Pras is a shir in Achila, but on Yom Kippur, it's also a shir in Yishuv Hadas. That's what the Gemara says. So therefore, one can learn theoretically that in Kippur one's only Chayav and Nos Me'ayin. However, Chazal and Meshar, that if one separates the Keseves, it will not give the person the required Yishuv Hadas to make a chilul of Yom Kippur. So we're holding so far that the Minchas Chinuch named on for a pashtus that one needs Hanas Me'ayim. His maskana is that we need Hanas Me'ayim also. And Eved Brocha says his raya is not mukhrach, and it could be that Hanas Me'ayim alone is enough to mechayev you. That's also the Rashmois of the Chassam Sefer, that one can be chayiv on Hanoas Me'ayim only. Rameisha finds in Zatzal, in Igros Meisha, in two places, writes clearly that Hanoas Me'ayim without Hanoas Gorim is not Osar on Yom Kippur. Rameisha writes that if one sticks food in a tube through the Piat Habas into the stomach that way, that would theoretically be Mutar on Yom Kippur. Rav Moshe is very strong. The one is absolutely not mechuyev to do that in order to be able to fast. How if the doctor says that he's not able to fast, he's not able to fast. And there's no chiyev to go ahead and to do it. But Rav Moshe also writes that it is not usher to do that. And the same would be true with the feeding tube, that that would be mutter on Yom Kippur, and if someone's on a feeding tube, there would be no inyan to be a mayat achilat at intervals of pachs mikasher, because it's not considered to be an achila at all, that there is no chiyav on the hanoas me'ayim without the hanoas garin. Reb Chaim Eizer in the tshuva, also he was asked about such a situation where somebody wanted to put a tube in through the Piat Habas into the stomach in order to fight, to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. And he was presented with the Shaila, is that Osir because of Hanoas Me'ayim without Hanoas Garin? So Reb Chaim Eizer says two very interesting things. He says that l'chayr it's impossible to learn that one is chayiv on hanos me'ayim only. He says it's muchach to learn that even if you want to be maskin to the chsam sefer and the minchas chinuch, that hanos me'ayim is a required factor in the chayiv of Yom Kippur, but you cannot learn that one is chayiv on hanos me'ayim only. He says, because the Gemara says, that Rabbi Shimon holds that someone who eats nevela on Yom Kippur is potter because of a nisr chal isr. So since the nevela is also from before Yom Kippur, if one eats on Yom Kippur, one is potter because of a nisr chal isr. So the Reb Chaim Eizer, that's all. That if you're going to tell me that you could be chayiv on a nos me'ayim without a nos garin, so the chayra, one is chayiv in the nevela like Rabbi Yechanan on a nos garin. One is not chayiv on Yom Kippur until it gets to the Be'ayim. So therefore, what's the Shaykh saying? Yisachal Iser. They happen at two different parts, at two different moments. It must be, Dr. Chaim Iser, that Hanoaz Gorin is part of the Chiv. That in order to be chayiv on Yom Kippur, one has to have at least Hanoaz Gorin. And since one has to have at least Hanoaz Gorin, even if one has to have both Hanoaz Gorin and Hanoaz Me'ayim, but at least the Iser starts at the same time. And since the Issa starts at the same time, since the first half of the Issa Yom Kippur will not be Usr because of Ein Issa Chal Isser, so therefore that will be enough to pat to him from the chorus of Yom Kippur. Again, Rabbi Shimon holds that Ha'echel Nevela Yom Kippurim Potter Ein Issa Chal Isser, since it's already Usr Al Nevela, so it cannot become Usr Al Yom Kippur. You cannot mechayiv Yom Kippur. The Issa Yom Kippur cannot be chal on it. So Tain Chaim Eizer, that if the Isurim happened at two different times, then what's the Shaychus? Though what the Nevel is Usur in, Yom Kippur is not Usur at all. Yom Kippur is only Usur in something else, like Noz Miayim. It must be that part of the Chiyav Yom Kippur is a Noz Gorin, and therefore the Noz Gorin also is part of the Isser, and therefore what's the Gait is Shiloh, the tube, going into the rectum, he says that it must be Mutter to do, because Hanoz Me'ayim without Hanoz Gorin cannot possibly be Chayiv on Yom Kippur. Reb Chaim Eizer goes on to say that he has a Raya that Hanoz Gorin is enough to be Mechayiv you without Hanoz Me'ayim. Very interesting Raya. The Gemara in Shuas says, brings a sheet of Rebbe. Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur is Mechapa without Tshuva. So the Gemara asks a very Geshmak HaShayla. If you hold Yom Kippur is Mechapa without Tshuva, how could the Torah say that a person's chayiv kars for eating on Yom Kippur is never going to happen? Because when do you eat on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur. When you ate on Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur was mechaper on the mice to eat it without tshuva. So if you tell me Yom Kippur needs tshuva, then it's poshut. He ate it into tshuva, he's chayiv kars. But if you tell me Yom Kippur was mechayiv without tshuva, so mechaper without tshuva, so as soon as he ate, if you eat on Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur. So if you eat on Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur should mechaper without the tshuva. So how's that a shaykh to chayiv kars if you eat on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says that he choked on the food. He choked on the food. So there was no minute of Yom Kippur after the Issa was done, Rashi learns, because he choked on the food. And since he choked on the food, there was no Issa, there was no minute of Yom Kippur after the Avera. The Avera and his Misa came ke'echad, he died in the process of the Avera, so Yom Kippur did not have a chance to be Mechapur on it. He says that choking on one's food happens in the throat. By the time the food's down to the me'ayim, it's too late to choke. One doesn't choke down there. So Mimele, he says, you see Klar that the Avera was complete at the eating when the food was in his throat. Because the first Raya we were earlier from Reb Shimon, that was a Raya that the Avera started in his throat. Because we say that for Enes Achal Isser, that part of the Avera has to be in the throat. But over here we say that the entire Avera was completed in the throat. Because if the Avera was not completed, he wouldn't be Chayiv Kars. A person has a Nos Goyer, then he has a heart attack, he never gets to the Me'ayim. He's not going to be Chayiv Kars. He never finished Avera. So from the first Gemara, we see that Noah's garden is part of that Avera. But over here, we see he's already chayiv when he chokes on the umtza. You see clearly from this Gemara that one is chayiv on Hanoah's garden without Hanoah's me'ayim, and therefore, the Galen Yenenu, So these feeding tubes will be perfectly mutter because they are hainoas me'ayim without hainoas garib. So again, the Minchas Chinuch and the Chassam Sofer say that hainoas me'ayim is zicha part of the chiyuv. Reb Meisha and says that feeding tubes are mutter, and or I should say really rectal tubes are mutter. In other places it sounds the feeding tubes are mutter, and Ruchayim Oizu says that one is chayiv on hanoas garein only. Just one more point. There is a sheet of the Shagas Aryeh which says that even though Kali Surush of a Torah, one is only chayiv kederach hanoasan, but on Yom Kippur, one is chayiv even shaloi kederach hanoasan. The reason is because the Gemara tells us that Kali Surush of a Torah chayiv shaloi kederach hanoasan, chayiv only derach hanoasan, derach achila, chutz from kloya kerem, and Basa V'chalav, because over there the Torah does not use the word Achila. Shagas Aryeh Tainis that in Kippur also we do not use the word Achila, and therefore, even if it's Shalai Kederach Achilasan, so one is Chayev on Yom Kippur. Rav Achreinim argue with the Shagas Aryeh. Now, one of the cases of Shalai Kederach Achilasan is Karchay Siv, that one took the food, and the food was wrapped up, and the food did not touch his throat, it went down with something else. One can declare what is a feeding tube. A feeding tube, if it goes through the nose or through the mouth, down the throat, so maybe, like the Shagas Aryeh, it's not better than Karchay Siv, and one would be Chayiv. You know, if you're talking about something going through the rectum or straight into the stomach, so that, for sure, doesn't have any Maisa Achila. But one can declare about a feeding tube which goes through the mouth or through the nose, maybe that shlik derech achila according to the Shagas Aryeh, and it would be aser. But again, we said earlier that the places do not paskin like the Shagas Aryeh, so therefore that too would not be an issue.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.